opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 16th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Wow. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm Linda's on assignment this morning, and Ashley is here.
Hi.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, bells on.
Happy National Button Day.
Button Day.
Buttons, like, yeah, so
yeah,
buttons.
I just kind of went down to make sure my buttons were buttoned.
It's also Fast Food Day and Indiana Day.
Indiana Day. Okay.
I haven't seen a California Day yet, so I wonder if that's...
It's been taxed right now.
Yeah. We only get 30% of a California Day.
That's right. That's only 30% there. Okay. So what's the weather look like today and this week?
If you like the rain and the storms like I do, then you're going to love this week. Today is going to be our highest, warmest day of the week with a high of 68 degrees. We'll be dropping overnight to around 46. This particular model that I'm looking at says we're going to have 100% chance of rain tomorrow, and then it's slightly decaying over the next few days until Friday we're looking at sunny again. This model has also been a little early on a lot of the storms that we've had lately. So even though it says we're going to get rain overnight, I'm guessing we won't be getting it until about 7, 8 tomorrow morning. But we are looking at a 100% chance of rain tomorrow. So either way, today is your best chance to get all of that stuff that needs to stay dry inside.
What's the temperature right now?
Currently, I have 41 degrees out at the airport.
Okay. And the high today is?
68. With a low overnight of 46.
It's funny, you know, today my... My weather forecast that's on my, you know, on the front page here of our website is showing, it doesn't show today. It shows, well, it doesn't show the temperature for today.
Hmm.
It shows the temperature right now, but not what it's going to be. And it kicks in on Tuesday. And it used to be on the left-hand side, it would be on a Monday. It would show today.
Mm-hmm.
And then go the next day. Now it's just showing Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe so, Chauncey's
weird.
Playing with our system. Yeah,
I'm going to have to call Chauncey and send a team after him. We can find somewhere in Oregon, in the woods, maybe.
Oh, he'll still be sending in, as far as I know, the Radio Westland tonight.
Well, that's true, and his call sign has become Sasquatch, so I'm not sure exactly if we'll find him very easily. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is 7:07 in the morning, and lots of things are going on. Did you know there was hundreds of thousands of people marching in Washington, D.C. this weekend? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really covered real well, but we're not talking just, you know, a couple of thousand. We're talking tens of thousands,
mm-hmm.
hundreds of thousands of people there this weekend. Did you see that on the news anywhere?
Not on the news.
Yeah.
Not on the mainstream media anyway, but I did hear about it.
And then the violence? In the aftermath of it, where during the day it wasn't so bad, but as in the evening the thugs come out at night.
Oh.
And yeah, the violence got worse. They arrested 20 people in D.C. and it showed this one guy. It kind of reminded me. He's an older guy, but older, say in his 50s. And they were shouting at him. You know, it reminds me. Have you ever seen that documentary where the lion is surrounded by the jackals and the hyenas, and they're attacking this lion, and this lion is constantly turning, you know, and they kept at it, and he's surrounded, or she's surrounded. It was a lioness. Well, in this, it had a good ending in the documentary, because here comes the male lion comes in and kind of like pops over a hill and surprises them, gets right in the middle of them, kills two of them right away, and including their leader of the hyena band. And he kills two of them and chases the others away. And this one wasn't that fortunate. He gets sucker punched from the back, hits the ground. Two women come up and kick him in the head. Now,
wow.
This is, but then the other people dressed in black and they came up and pushed people away and protected him and got him up. They weren't really in black. Well, some of them were. But they, you know, they've got groups there that carry these kind of like cardboard, and they get between people, you know, to try and stop the violence. Well, in this case, they did. But this guy was out. They got him up, though, and got him to safety. So that was good. But the fact that he was surrounded like that, and they just kept charging in and trying to hit him, and he turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was big enough that he didn't want to get in that close. And then the one guy hit him in the back. Anyway, but all these people there. So I looked, and there's still articles about it today on Fox. But I looked on USA Today. I mean, I had to go back a day. To fight. And then it was just, you know, just a little thing on it. So I'm not sure why it takes, you know, what does it take to get to the media? I mean, when they have when Trump's being inaugurated that day and they had all those women there marching against them, that's all they could put on the TV was that kind of stuff. So, and then the last part of that is Silas Lines writes an editorial saying how they have to be fair and they can't put in things that aren't true and, you know, blah, blah. Well, but if you look at USA Today, it is hopelessly biased, hopelessly slanted. It's their mothership. And you can be as fair as you want, but when all the articles come down condemning Trump in editorials, condemning, you know, going on and on and on about, you know, the Russian collusion, which was found to not have happened, all the other things. And yet you sit there and you say, well, this is what we have to do because, you know, there's no science behind this and there's nothing like this, you know, and nothing says that, you know, there was fake voting. Well, I tell you, there are things coming out. There are affidavits. And you know what? Will it change the election? I don't know. But to sit there and say that, media has to be, the media is fair is absolutely not true, first of all. It's just not true. And I'm saying this across all media. Is it fair? No. Is it the kind that lets you decide what the answer is? And he said, we can't put something on there that we think is patently false and present it like it's true. And I, you know, okay, I can kind of understand. You know, I do understand that. However, the idea that you or somebody is making a decision whether something's patently false based on maybe what's coming from above is, you know, it makes it difficult on you, but it also, people lose their trust for the media when they see all the different things that are put in there, things that are ignored, attacks, you know, for 4 years. The USA Today made it real clear during the election last time, in the first election, that they didn't want to see Donald Trump elected. And because I guess they feel like they didn't try hard enough because he was elected, they tried real hard over the next 4 years. But they're not the only one, of course. The New York Times, Washington Post, and all these others, Sacramento Bee. Sacramento Bee was interesting because Ryan Cibolo, who did an article about us up here, said, oh, look, for all those people that think the Sacramento Bee is just a left-wing mouthpiece, they did the story on Governor Newsom. Have you heard this about Governor Newsom? On somebody's birthday, it may have been his wife's, it may have been just somebody in the group, they went to this place called the French Laundry down in Napa Valley. $350 a plate dinner. He goes down there with his friends. And who are his friends? They're lobbyists, people been in his administration, people that, you know, got, contracts funneled to them. I'm not making this up. Look it up in the Sacramento Bee. And there's like 8 or 10 of them go into a restaurant. This is after he shut down restaurants, right? shut down restaurants, don't go anywhere, don't celebrate, don't do this. So he goes, well, I don't know if he thought it was going to be a secret, but it was just too rich a mistake from the gov to let go. It was so egregious, even the Sacramento Bee had to write something saying how dumb this was. And they even laid out who all the people were. It was great reporting. And they showed how these people had money funneled to their businesses, and they were all there at with Governor Newsom, the man who thinks he's too good for us, the man who makes these rules and regulations and then doesn't live by them. It was like Les Baugh getting his hair cut after telling all the other barbershops they had to shut down. Then he goes and gets his hair cut and puts it on Facebook. Now, that was wrong. That was wrong, Les. Because you had voted 5-0 to close down all these shops. Well, this is just what you did at a much higher level, a much higher level, Governor Newsom, who has destroyed the economy here, and yet goes to the French Laundry, spends $350 per plate at a dinner. And I wonder who paid for that, by the way. Do you think Newsom paid for it? Or do you think it's somehow you, Ashley, and I paid for that? I can't help but think that. So anyway, Ryan Civillo says, there, see, for all you people who think we're just a leftist newspaper. You know what my answer to that was? Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by... don't point at one article and tell me, oh, look, we're fair! We're fair!
Yeah, when it's 50-50 pro and anti-Trump, then I'll see that it's fair.
But I tell you what, if you get a chance, look at that article, man. They just drop it on Newsom, who, you know, and frankly, if half the things that you read about with Newsom, not in the Sacramento Bee, but other places, the money he's been, you know, and his partners, his family, and all this, the three families that control the politics in California, you go into that, you know, you have to ask yourself, why? Why do we keep doing this to ourselves? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, if that's the case, Southern California is insane. Or maybe they like what's happened. Anyway, but Sleep Number, on the other hand, you get positive results every time. Sleep Number has been rated the top two mattresses in its category by Consumer Reports. And they don't take money from anybody, unlike our governor. And they've done serious testing on the mattresses and has said the mattresses live up to everything they say. And right now, during this time frame, and I don't know about you, I still don't think I've quite got over the time shift yet. You know, it'll be, I look outside thinking it's 7:30 and it's 5:15 in the evening. But right now, they've got Sleep Number beds on sale in support of our veterans. Because not only during the final days of the Veterans Day sale, which ends today, you can save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, plus special financing, exclusive offers available for military members. It ends today. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Now, if you take advantage of their of this deal and you want to buy it on time, it's subject to a credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. But I've never slept better than on my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting last night was 65. I took it up some, and Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 45. So she stayed about the same. But Sleep Number, it's over in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there, try it out, see what it's like. Okay, 7:19 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside, but thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we are talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. We'll save this till next month. And on December the 12th, we'll stop saying it because now we're into our 11th year. The phone line's here is 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid rate them high in a number of different areas, including heart care, strokes, hip and knee replacements, surgery complications, which means they don't have a lot of surgery complications. So many things, so many reasons that if you're going to get your health taken care of, if your health is a problem, go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, 7:24 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Ron.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question. Maybe you've covered it. I just now turned on your station. Anyway, whatever happened to the recall for Newsom?
It lost. It lost. It lost. It couldn't get enough.
That's what I was wondering. That's okay.
However, I think there's another one going. think they're going to keep going until they get enough numbers. You know what? All he has to do is keep eating at places like the French Laundry or doing other things where he has the imperial, as he has the imperial Ming, as we might say, that he makes these edicts and then he doesn't live by them.
Okay. Where's the next? You say they're going to keep going. Where's the next section or next? Where's going to be at?
I tell you what. If you give, I tell you what. Yeah, next Sunday on the Jefferson State of Mind, you give them a call and say I think I saw some the other day that they were signing them again. I could be wrong. Okay.
Well, I've signed a couple from people that I don't even recognize. They're from out of town, and I think maybe they threw my signature away. So, unless it's by somebody like Rally Sally, I'll sign it with her because I think
they're down at the gun shops too. A lot of the gun shops. So, in fact, you could stop by either Bastiani or Jones, and I'm pretty sure if there's a petition to recall that man, they'll have them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, anything we can do? All right, let's talk about COVID a little bit. One of my friends, close friends, best friends, has got it. We're pretty sure. Went to a wedding last weekend, not this past weekend, but the weekend before last. And not a lot of people there, maybe 20. Turns out one of them had COVID. And so I'm pretty sure he has it, and now his wife has it. And of course, he comes in contact with a lot of people. But 101 to 103 temperature, I mean, this guy's a strong guy. This guy's, he's, you know what, except for COVID, he's extremely healthy. And so this has kept him in bed for 4 days. And then it's kept his wife. Now his wife is sick. Well, she's trying to take care of him. Of course, she gets it. So tonight, I am delivering over them. I don't know if they're listening or not, or if they're just laying in bed moaning. I'm delivering to them my special chicken soup, guaranteed to make you feel better. And it's not going to cure you, but for a little while, you'll feel better. I'm going to deliver a big pot over there to them. And but this isn't, COVID. And I don't care what you say about masks. I don't care what you say about anything else. COVID is here. And the thing I don't understand, though, is this constant adding on to the numbers of people that have COVID. What difference does it make how many people have had COVID? The only ones you really are concerned about are the ones in the last 21 days. In other words, you can have 1 million people get it in California. But so what? How in the 98.7% of them recover. Now, is this a serious virus? Yes, of course it is. I see people coming down with it. I see how uncomfortable they are. But the ones that end up in the hospital, and right now we have 28 hospitalized. This is as of Friday, and so there may be more now. We have six in the intensive care. We've had negative tests Thursday with 933. We've had a total of 75,000 tests, of which 2,980 were positive. However, the numbers on Friday, 164 new cases, including 10 children under the age of 13, 15 teenagers. Only 22 people in the ages 60, 70s, and 80s had it. The rest were 50s and under, including 39 people in their 20s. And, like I said, 15 teenagers, 28 people in their 30s. So, yes, it's out there. Yes, it is being diagnosed. Yes, people are dying from this.
These numbers that you've given were...
That's from Friday.
Yeah, they were released on Friday. They don't release these numbers on the weekends. And so if the weekend numbers should be released sometime this early afternoon... So if you listeners are out there and wanting to get the latest information, you can always hop to our Facebook page, and as soon as I see it, I will share their post. So that's where the information will be.
And Ron, I just heard on the chat room here that there is a current recall form out there. So now the impact of COVID, it's hit us too. Now we're expecting a phone call here in the next few minutes from Scott Seaton, who of course is the conductor of the North State Symphony, and he's calling in probably in about a minute or two, and we can discuss what's going on since you can't go to symphonies, and but they're still having them. So he's going to explain how that happens. The last thing is Tommy Lasorda, the Hall of Famer coach from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's in the hospital. He's in serious condition. I think he's like 92. He's in the ICU. It's not from COVID. It's from his heart condition. So I think I heard that yesterday. So we kind of hope that Tommy walks out of there. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linen, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Mm-hmm.
You never knew that they put a baby grand in the studio with me, and that was me going for it. That's me. Wait a minute. Let me finish. Okay. That's enough. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCN 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk.
Your talk radio.
I got all choked up. Phone line 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is a dynamo when it comes to this. If you've lost your insurance because of fire, she's found insurance. Financial investments, you know, during this roller coaster of a year, talk to Judy's people. They're all in there, have been with her for years, all know what they're talking about. She's been helping families and veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. On the phone is Scott Seaton. And I miss seeing your smiling, boyish face, Scott.
Likewise, Carl.
Now, things have happened since the last time I saw you. And let's just forget COVID. Let's get personal here. So, what's going on with your personal life?
My personal life?
Yeah. Did you get, like, if I got you mixed up with somebody else about getting married or being, you know, something like that?
Well, that was pre-COVID.
Well, I know that, but it doesn't seem like I've seen you since then, though. I mean, you only show up when there's going to be symphonies going. Anyway, congratulations.
I'm pretty sure I saw you in, well, thank you. I'm pretty sure I saw you in February, but maybe we didn't talk about that.
Well, you know, I'm old. I forget the case. I'm so engrossed in the music, which, by the way, what's going on with, you know what, Linda is, you know, frankly, Linda is really, really unhappy because she's had two or three gigs and, you know, she loves to sing. I mean, that's her thing.
Yeah.
All been canceled. The Cascade shut down. The Civic shut down. The Symphony. What's going on with the Symphony?
Well, like most performing arts organizations in California and all over the U.S., really, it's been a huge rediscover period, a huge period of reimagining and figuring out how we can do things, how we can stay connected to people without actually being connected to people, without actually being in the concert hall and taking any risks right now in a time of a global pandemic. So what we are doing, like most organizations, is we've created a virtual season, and not just concerts, really. We're doing all kinds of things in the virtual realm to keep people connected and keep the music going, so to speak. So, you know, for example, we have our second concert of the season this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. And, you know, we have six concerts lined up through the season, and we have a series where I'm delving into music and talking to musical minds all across the world. We have a series where I'm talking to community leaders and just, you know, having a chat with them. We have watch parties for past concerts. So we have musician interviews. We have all kinds of things to help people sort of dig deeper into what the North State Symphony is. So that's exciting. And a lot of these things will stick around even when we're able to get back into the concert hall.
Well, you know, one of the most enjoyable parts of going to a concert here and with Scott is the hour beforehand where you discuss what, you know, what's being played, what it means. You introduce the guest artist and talk to them a little bit, and it's thoroughly enjoyable. It helps, it puts things kind of into a perspective, you know, something about when the person wrote this, you know, what was going on in their lives at that time, and, you know, you learn a lot about the composer, much less, and then to me that kind of, you enjoyed the concert more because you know more about it. It's not just a bunch of notes strung together.
Right, exactly. And we're definitely continuing that. So it's a little bit different this year. So our concerts are obviously, we go to different places all over the North State, and they're pre-recorded, they're edited, but they're premieres. They're not seen or heard by anyone before the actual concert date. But the pre-concert lectures we're actually doing 2 days before the concerts now, so that people have time to absorb and maybe even listen to things if they want to. So on Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have a live pre-concert talk where I actually talk about music. I have the musicians with me who are playing in the concert, and then I'm also chatting with our executive director. So it's a lot of, you know, it's a nice little hangout where people get to throw questions at us and really enjoy things in an informal sort of setting for a while.
Okay, so how do we see this?
Oh, the pre-concert, well, everything, really. You can go to the North State Symphony YouTube page. You can go to our website, and we direct you. You can, if you're on social media, you can go there on Facebook, and Instagram can direct you. So we have lots of ways to connect with you, but the main bulk of our stuff will be on our North State Symphony YouTube page.
Okay.
So anyone with, like, a smart TV, for example, can just turn it on the TV and watch the symphony on TV with a drink in hand and, you know, enjoy the symphony without having to dress up or anything.
Both my TVs are set up for that, so we can sit in the luxury of our home and not pay $12 for a glass of wine, and even though I think it comes out to that anyway, and then sit there and enjoy it, and you can on the big screen.
Absolutely. So we have our stuff that is our free, you know, concerts, which are available to everyone on our YouTube and social media. But what's also great about this year is we've partnered up and developed a much deeper relationship with all of our public access stations. So, for example, SCAC-TV, BCAC-TV, Access Humboldt, you're going to see the concert on those stations as well on Thursday at 7 p.m. Now, here's the thing, though, Carl. Instead of people getting subscriptions because there's no seats to buy in a concert hall, what the symphony is doing this year is we actually have a membership model where when you buy a membership to the symphony, you not only get all of our free stuff, but you get exclusive performances for members only and lots of other content that's designed to be specifically for members who have joined up.
Well, I pulled it up right now because on our chat room page, we have given the, and I'm now seeing you as you're talking about with Nina Perry. So I'm going to turn that one off because I can do it. So now, subscribing, what is the cost to subscribe?
Well, it's a little different because, you know, you're not buying a seat. So what we're doing, and most organizations that are doing this have this similar model, is you buy a subscription per household. So all of you in your household can sit around and enjoy all of our exclusive member content. And that the cost of that is $120 per household.
Okay.
And that if you're interested in that, you can look on our website and we can direct you to all
the
places.
Shows you just how to do it. Yeah, well, that, it was cool because, you know, your web, you know, taking you right to YouTube, which, of course, Ashley, have you ever been in the symphony?
Not this one. They did the Outdoor Play-Along Symphony a year and a half or so ago, and I participated in that, but I am in the other symphony.
You're into the oboe.
Bassoon. Oboe's a four-letter word.
Okay, that's right. Oboe's a four-letter word. Bassoon. Hey, Scott, so you're getting, are people kind of saying, you know what, I need my fix. So, you know, so this is a great way of doing it. And
it's what we can do for now. And, you know, we like any other organization, need to keep going through these times, even if we can't perform live. So we're hoping that we can get as many people on board as possible. Right now we're under 50% of our membership goal, but we did get a late start because everything kept changing. You know, we went through plan A through Z squared, literally. And by the time we got everything rolling, you know, it was mid-October. So we're finally at a point where we know what we're doing, relatively speaking, in the spring, and we're just trying to get the word out to as many people as possible.
Okay. Well, you know what we need to do is we'll put this on our Facebook page, Ashley. And like you had Mozart and More virtual concert.
Yeah.
1,700 views.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't get that many in the Cascade because they can't hold that many. But you know, this is great. You know, and the thing is you can go back and there's parts that you really like. You can kind of go back and listen to that part several times.
Exactly.
I do that all the time. You know, if there's, you know, like I'll have movies that there's only in a 2-hour movie, there's probably 8 minutes of it I watch. You know, I'll skip through it, you know, to the parts I like. But this looks great. You've got in here like Samuel Coleridge, Ellen McGehee.
Yeah, we also do special projects with our symphony members where we highlight, you know, special projects they're doing, special performances like the Samuel Coleridge Taylor. And also during the virtual performances, because I'm not conducting, I'm actually there hanging out with everyone, and, you know, people can actually chat with us, and it's a real sort of community during that time, and if anyone has questions, I can talk about the music at that point and answer anything. So, you know, it's a different world for the moment.
It is, Scott. Okay, Scott, so North State Symphony, what did we put on there? URL on it to get to it. Up on FaceTube on Facebook, and this is really you know, if you can't go to it in person, and by the way, there's no, I'm not going to lie to you because we all know this. There's no such thing as it. You know, you just gain more in person when you're there. Just, you know, certain nuances, but this is the best way. Plus, it supports our North State Symphony. And,
well, we more than anyone want to get back to in-person concerts. Trust me, Carl. But we are
you and Linda,
thrilled
you
to be able
to. You and Linda cannot sit down together because when you two start talking, I'm sure that when you both leave, it's going to be a cut-your-wrist type of discussion because not being able to do something you truly, truly love and people around you love it. And being held up. Do you think that we'll get to a point that if you've been COVID tested and you got a little piece of paper, you say, okay, everybody's been COVID tested, bring your little piece of paper, or you've been vaccinated, you can come to a symphony? Do you think it would ever come to that?
Well, I hope that something is figured out at least before next fall. I mean, we would love to... you know, because people are already thinking that far ahead, and we would love to be able to get back into some kind of hall or some type of live performance aspect by next fall. If not, by sometime in the late spring where we can do a special performance here and there.
Maybe
outside or
an
drive-in.
That's what I'm thinking
exactly.
is an outside type of concert where people are separated and you know a sound system out there and you're in some kind of amphitheater. And then people can go up there and do it that way. And there's plenty of places that you're not going to have the same amount of people because you're limited, but you'll sell it out and we can actually have it happening. Okay.
Well, we would love for it to happen. You know, we have all kinds of restrictions imposed on us right now. But as soon as we all get to a place where larger outdoor events can happen, you know, for example, we would love to do a stadium concert. So, you know, there's all kinds of things on our wish list that when things get better, we hope to implement either in the spring or in the fall.
Okay. We're here with Scott Seaton, who's the conductor and the driving force behind the North State Symphony, and he it's not just here in Reading and Chico that he performs. I mean, you go all over the country, don't you?
Yeah, I've been a few places. You know, for example, I just hosted a concert in Tulsa, Oklahoma the other day. So
in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there is no COVID in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Did you know that?
Well,
yeah, I can say these things. Scott says, no, I'm not going to say anything like that. Did you know in the last election, I don't know about this election, but in the last election, every county in Oklahoma voted for, went red?
Oh, I believe it.
Is that a surprise to you after being in Tulsa?
Well, no, I wasn't in Tulsa, but I, you know, here's the thing. I was supposed to be in Tulsa this fall doing two concerts, but now it will be probably in spring of 2022.
Wow.
that's what's happening.
Okay, hey Scott, I tell you what, call in some more. Just not when you're getting ready to have this. Now, this is going to be tomorrow. Is this what we're saying? Tuesday.
So tomorrow is the pre-concert talk at 7 p.m. and Thursday is our public release at 7 p.m. on public access stations and on social media and YouTube.
Okay. Scott, thank you so much for you're just a really a nice guy, and you make classical music fun. And a lot of people go, oh my God, classic. No, classical music can be fun, and you bring out the best parts of it. So thanks for joining us today. But call us on other times when you know, so we can kind of catch up on all the things that are going on in the music, like that.
Oh, I'd love to, Carl, and it's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Well, anytime, and we'll make sure it's the time when Linda's here, so you two can get chit-chat, and I can sit there and drink coffee.
Sounds like a good time.
Okay. Take care, my friend. Okay.
You too, Carl.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations, dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. as you've noticed, you know, we have breaks at the 15, the 30, and the 45. I have thoroughly ignored those today.
Yes, you have.
I have. I mean, I just go over. I was talking to Scott. You know, it wasn't 30 minutes I needed to talk to him, but it was, I needed to talk to him for like 17. So I just go over because we can, right? Because we are flexible. Because we're Americans, we can do this. We're not stuck.
It's patriotic.
It's our patriotic duty not to stay right on schedule. Anyway, welcome back. 7:55 in the morning. It is 46 degrees. I'm watching the lady. I've watched this lady parking here, and she's gone back and forth three times. It's an empty street. I'm not sure. Now, what I want to talk about, two things. One's a football game, and one I've noticed about life. The football game yesterday, I didn't even watch the football game, but it was the Arizona Cardinals against somebody. And the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals is a young man named Murray. And he is not a big guy, but he's got an arm on him. He can throw the football. The last play of the game, time is like down to zero. It's going to take a Hail Mary pass. A Hail Mary pass is where you just throw the ball as far as you can into the end zone, and you hope your receiver can out-battle the defenders. And Flutie did this for Boston College and kind of became famous for this, his Hail Mary pass. Well, Murray's being chased across the field by guys who are like 6'6", 320 pounds, and, you know, linebackers, 250, you know, they can run faster than a speeding bullet. And here's Murray running for his life. He's running for the sidelines, off balance. He sees his receiver running for the end zone, and he throws the ball like 50 yards. And the receiver is down there with three defenders. They all go up for the ball. It looks like a rebound in the NBA. Not that I've watched the NBA for years, but from what I remember, right? They go up. The receiver, his fingers are like 2 inches above everybody else's, hits him in the fingers. He grasps it. The other three, are pummeling this guy, pummeling him. And they all fell on the ground. They're all rolling around with the ball. And the referee jumps in the middle of it. Touchdown. He threw that ball. Had to be 50 yards with 1 foot on the ground and running sideways. You know, every so often you see a play that you go, okay, that guy's probably worth his $100,000 he makes a year. Okay. The second thing is...
A quick note on that.
Yes.
I just looked it up to see who they were against last night. It was the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
According to Yahoo News, the Buffalo Bills coach has been fired after the Hail Mary loss. That was posted an hour ago.
I don't know what else they could have done. I mean, the only thing they could have done is pulled a gun and shot him. And from Buffalo, that wouldn't have been surprising, okay? Anyway, and the other thing I've noticed is, as I sit here in this window to the world we have here, the Thunderbird Motel is across the street from us. And, you know, Thunderbird Motel really cleaned that place up. They are just really super people over there. If you really want to see what a person is like, watch them come out to walk their dogs in the morning. They come out dressed in the most amazing costumes. This lady came out today with her hair kind of up on the side of her head. You know how you put your hair up on top of your head? It was off on the side of her head. She had had a small dog, and she's wearing, it looks like, her husband's underwear, you know, the boxer shorts and a T-shirt, and she's taking the dog out for a walk. And I see this up and down the street here because people take their dogs out up and down. They usually let them use the Shasta County Arts Council's yard as a depository there. But they're, you know, the first thing in the morning when you see them, and then if you see them later on, they are not the same person. They are not the same person. But this woman today elicited a chuckle from me. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news. We're going to come back. We're going to have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. I know there, many of them are Democrats, so hopefully we're not going to talk about that, but maybe we will when we come back, because we got some other things we need to discuss. Anyway, it is 7:59 in the morning here. 46 degrees. It says we may get rain, but it looks pretty clear now. But tomorrow and the rest of the week, we are going to get a lot of rain, which we really need. We'll be right back.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Biotech giant Moderna hoping to have some 20 million doses of a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine ready to go by year's end. That word from Moderna President Dr. Stephen Hoge after the company's experimental vaccine proved almost 95% effective.
It's a really important milestone in the fight against the pandemic because it demonstrates that our vaccine, mRNA-1273, is able to prevent COVID-19 disease, including severe disease in people who received it.
Just last week, Pfizer reported similar positive results for its vaccine. As his legal team pursues lawsuits in a number of key states, President Trump insists he will prevail. Mr. Trump says Joe Biden, in the president's words, only won in the eyes of the fake news media. The Trump campaign, disputing news accounts, said it has dropped the claim of nearly 700,000 illegally processed ballots in Pennsylvania.
A campaign spokesman says the Washington Post ran a complete mischaracterization of its litigation in Pennsylvania. Tim Murtaugh says the campaign strategically decided to restructure its lawsuit, and the claim that more than 682,000 ballots were improperly processed and counted, he says, is still very much part of the lawsuit. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to tweet that the election is rigged and that he will win. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A crew that includes three Americans now on its way to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX capsule launched from Cape Canaveral last night. Indoor dining off-limits, restrictions on the size of gatherings, and new rules in Michigan and Washington State as the coronavirus continues spreading around the country. There is a rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 433 points, less than 100 points away from 30,000. The Nasdaq trading 101 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
An anti-France protest brings out thousands of demonstrators in the capital of Pakistan, Islamabad.
The protesters are supporters of a hardline political party dedicated to calling for punishment of those they deem as blasphemers. They've held two similar demonstrations in the same location in the past few years, linked to other unrelated alleged incidents of blasphemy, causing widespread disruption to residents and at times clashing with security forces. Right-wing groups in a number of Muslim countries have taken to the streets in recent weeks.
The BBC's Sukhinder Kermani. Japan's foreign minister says his country, hoping to deepen its alliance with the U.S. in the coming few years, and will do more to get its ally to commit to regional security and other key international issues. The Japanese diplomat saying his country hopes to achieve a free and open Indo-Pacific vision of economic and security cooperation in the face of Chinese aggression. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. $2.12, that's the national average for a gallon of regular gas.
According to the AAA, that's 6 cents less than a month ago and 49 cents less than this time last year. The Auto Association credits a slight increase in demand at the pump for the uptick. However, the prolonged low demand will likely contribute to pump prices remaining low this autumn. Since last week, South Carolina has seen a 6 cent increase, Michigan 3 cents. The most expensive in the contiguous United States remains California at $3.17 a gallon, cheapest in Missouri at $1.77. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A rapidly strengthening Hurricane Iota is just shy of a Category 5 now as it heads for the same part of Central America, battered by a powerful hurricane, Eta, less than 2 weeks ago. And once again on Wall Street this hour, a rally is underway. The Dow's up 432 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 16th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassion, Community Courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They, too, are, as everybody is affected by the by COVID. But this is one of the messages they have. If you've got something going on, if you, and it's not COVID, please come down to the emergency room, be seen. And because what they noticed the first time, you know, when it was, everything was being locked down, is people were not going to the emergency room to be treated for real, real concerns. And then by the time they got back in there months later, it was just worse. If you have something going on and you are not well, and it has nothing to do with COVID, don't be worried about going to the emergency room. It is, trust me, you will be treated in a very, very clean facility there. And don't let whatever you have get worse. That's one of the things they ask people. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like here, Ashley?
We are looking at our last clear day for quite a while. With a high of 68 degrees today, and we're going to be getting rain pretty much throughout the work week. With they're telling me that rain's going to come overnight. I'm thinking it's going to be closer to mid-morning, tomorrow morning. But 100% chance of rain tomorrow, and then it's slightly decaying throughout the day until we get back to a chance of showers Thursday night and sunny again on Friday. But our highs are going to be around 60 after today, so if you have any outdoor stuff that needs to be done, now is a good time to do it. Well, not now, because we have 44 degrees out at the airport right now. It's a little chilly now, but today, this afternoon, will be partly sunny. It'll be gorgeous. Take some pictures of the sunset and send them to us on our Facebook page.
Oh, when I was a child, I would walk 5 miles to school in 44-degree weather barefooted. It wasn't really
uphill
cold
both ways.
Well, it was, you know, sometimes during the snow, in the snow. Now, since it's COVID, you can add on to that. Since it, you know that, remember, it's such a shortage of toilet paper. You used to wipe your butt in the snow. I can tell your grandkids that. Okay.
The COVID 2020 jokes that we will send on to our children will be epic.
Do you like that part about the snow?
Yes.
My guests are sitting here. One of them's laughing. Susan's laughing, and Wendy is just embarrassed. No, you can tell
I can
your kids this.
Actually, I see parents taking their children out. There's snow now.
No.
So, you know.
Sorry, there's no toilet paper.
There's no toilet paper.
Think of this as an outdoor bidet, you know.
Right.
Yeah, just rub your butt up and down in the snow, and then you just don't eat the brown
don't
snow.
Don't eat the brown snow.
Don't eat the brown
the
snow.
Snow.
No, it's not chocolate snow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I like starting off a morning like this. I would already talked about the people, watching the people come out of the Thunderbird.
I heard you.
When they walk their dogs, that's the real person. I swear to God, she was wearing her husband's jockey shorts, and her hair was up. Instead of, like, yours is up in the middle, it was off to the side. And she was, you know. And
well,
if you, I thought
animals.
About, I'm going to start taking pictures and start putting it on Facebook. Walking your dog at the Thunderbird. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
Well, was I respecting the lady across the street?
No, you were not.
Well, you know
you were
what?
Being observant. However.
I was being observant and just reporting, which is what I'm not a reporter either. So I'm just an opinion guy. And we're with Wendy Dickens from the executive director of First Five Shasta. And I can't wait to talk to you. This is going to be a big follow-up to our discussion we had earlier on the adverse childhood experiences last month. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Come on. I know you're thinking about the snow.
Now I am. Yeah, you have me all, you know.
Now, you know what? You won't be able to not think about it for a while. Okay. Susan, tell people what Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect is.
So Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect is a group that's been around for, good 25 years. And once we were known as Shasta County Citizens Against Racism, but
we discovered there was no racism in Redding, so
That was not the problem. That was not the problem. But we tried to give it a positive twist. And we knew that there's more than racism that goes along with discrimination. So we changed ourselves up, and we're active and moving along. Actually, I have a proposal for you for next month already to have Bill Shuler come with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're working on a project right now. So, yeah.
Bill Shuler comes on regularly, I know what that project is, and I would love for him to come on and let's just discuss
We could kind of put it out in the open.
Yeah, let's not talk about it till then. You all had a meeting several months ago pre-COVID, I think.
No, it was June, July. It was because there was social distancing and masking. I remember that part of
it. There wasn't much masking going on.
There wasn't much masking at the time. But
things are different now.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you had there, Congressman LaMalfa was there.
He was.
The Dalleys weren't, but Bruce Ross was, mm-hmm. who speaks for the Dalleys. You had the
chiefs of police, the sheriff.
Yeah, Anderson, Redding. The sheriff was there, but then you had Eddie McAllister, and nobody was. Only thing, it wasn't a debate or anything like that. People were just making comments about moving forward with things. It was during that, the
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's BLM.
BLM.
Yep.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, and during that time frame and all of this, but you've been on now, which is this whatever.
Ooh, ever since seventh then, time, eighth time.
Yeah, ever since then, I said we need to have you on a regular basis to talk about what's going on, and with a different kind of viewpoint. Mm-hmm. But the things you brought on are things like this with adverse childhood experiences. Now, Wendy with First Five Shasta, which is an important organization. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take an early break because I'm in charge of breaks. And then we'll come back. We'll have more time to discuss this. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers. And Sharon Clark started this 16 years ago. Home Helpers, it's probably the premier home care organization in the state. Her caregivers are so well trained. They've all been through all the background checks, all of these COVID testing, everything, to be able to help your family. Since they started doing hip and knee replacements and shoulder replacements, maybe you need a couple of days of help around the house. There's Home Helpers or other. If you need 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, she can also handle that. And due to everything that's going on with COVID, she's looking for some more amazing people to become caregivers for Home Helpers, whether it's part-time or full-time. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home to get better at than to stay there. We'll be right back after this. 8:12 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 66 today.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area. Plus, our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KTNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're going to be locked up, again, with your loved one, be thinking of Four Winds Jewelry. Oh, yeah, because they've got one whole case that just says on it, "I'm sorry." And which all of us guys can go in there and say, "Well, you know what? I'm not that sorry, but I am this sorry. You know, I am this sorry, but not that sorry. I'm this sorry for a ring, but I'm not this sorry for the ring, the bracelet, and the necklace. I'm not that sorry yet, but I'm here. But I am working my way to that." So
you have a plan for the future.
I have a plan for the future. Anyway. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. And you go in with your mask. It's an essential business, I'm sure. For me, it's Christmas coming up. It's very essential for me to go to Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Wendy Dickens, who is the Executive Director of First Five Shasta. And let's talk about First Five Shasta. Wendy, what is that?
Well, it is a great organization to work for sure, but it is also wonderful for our community, and every county actually has a First Five within their county. It's a organization that is funded through tobacco taxes, which is great because if you're going to do, you know, some smoking or some tobacco utilization, which we actually say, just buy the product so that I can have the funding to help the kids, because it really is.
Look, just take the money with that. We don't need cavalier comments on people that might smoke a cigar now and then, Wendy. Just take the damn money and enjoy it. Okay?
Yes, exactly. So anyway.
We need no personal attacks on us who enjoy a cigar.
Right, exactly. So anyway, it is the tobacco taxes that funds the organization through Prop 10. And we are supposed to be helping the community in a variety of ways. We're mandated to try and look at how, what are the areas that are lacking any kinds of services or support or education. And we try all the way from prenatal care through kindergarten readiness to achieve that. So we look at a variety of ways of doing that through putting funding out into the community, partners that we have. You know, we do grants, we do education out into the community as well through a variety of different ways. We have what we call First Five Institute, where people can come and do some free training. Susan's a regular trainer there. And we have other regular trainers. And then we also do some other things around, you know, one of our most important priorities, which is preventing. And prevention's our main area of focus in all the different areas that you can think about in the 0 to 5 realm, right? So we have prevention of adverse childhood experiences and mitigation for the families who currently already may have experienced some of those. So, you know, our main goal is to try and provide the healthiest of environments so that children have the best foundation as they are getting into the regular academic setting, as well as then into their future, so they can be productive members of our community. And the foresight around this particular proposition is amazing, because we know that in the 0 to 5 realm, when you're first born, you're born with billions of brain connections already, and the foundation of your brain is built within the 0 to 5. That's not saying you don't learn things later on. It's not saying that you can't, you know, teach an old dog new tricks, but you can.
Or a young dog.
Well, definitely, right? Like in the 0 to 5, the best time to teach a puppy is when they're a puppy, right? So it's definitely the same for.
So you're comparing the children of Shasta County to dogs?
Thanks, Susan.
I understand what you're saying here. Children, I think it was the Jesuits said, give me your child till they're 7.
Yeah.
And they will be Jesuits the rest of their lives.
And that was before we knew the brain chemistry. Right.
I heard this one in a college class that I went to from a political science professor who was a Jesuit, even though that it wasn't a Jesuit university or anything, said that. And I truly, but there are certain things you hear that stick with you, and you know it's true. It's why we have 12 weeks of boot camp, to strip away a lot of the inhibitions and the me concept that people come in with,
right,
to teach them how to be a team.
Mm-hmm. So in the world, we call that unconscious bias. You know, I mean, you learn all these different things when you're very, very young, and they stay with you the rest of your life, and you don't even know they're in there.
Right.
A lot of the time, you just
yeah.
Well, repetition is so important. Mm-hmm. That's a part of it, and that 0 to 5.
The thing about this is that we have had a large number of adverse childhood experiences. We have one of the highest ratings highest percentages in California. Now, I think part of that, though, and we've talked about this, mm-hmm, is that because we really go after it. We've got one safe place, and so you've got the police, you have teachers. Everybody's been trained on these things to look for domestic violence, look for childhood
problems.
Childhood problems. And I think that's one of the reasons that we have a higher case list. If you pay attention to it, you are going to have more, where you'll go to a county in Central California that has probably worse, but since they have no place to go to, they don't have the type of infrastructure we have here. It's not reported. So I'd much rather know about something, then we can work at it, than have it just continue on, like I believe happens in probably most of the other counties. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
good on you.
You know, the interesting things I think about adverse childhood experiences that we addressed last time was that we need to address that throughout the person's life, you know, both at the 0 to 5 age. We want them not to get them in the first place. And one of the issues becomes you have parents with adverse childhood experiences, and what happens, Wendy?
Yeah, they pass that on to their children. And so you learn what you are most often exposed to. So especially within the 0 to 5 realm. And if you are growing up in a home where there's a lot of adversity, we forget that we teach our children through modeling.
the adults around your children, you as a parent and those that come in contact, your children are absorbing all of that. And as they're growing up, that's the exposure they're going to take with them. And as Susan mentioned earlier, you kind of even sometimes don't realize that's what's happening. So we often hear our parents in our parenting when we're older, and we're like, wow, I just sounded like my mom right there. And you're like, I'm never going to sound like my mom. And then you do, because you just don't realize how ingrained it becomes within your own person.
Well, now, you've got a new term here. I don't think I've heard about it. It's called epigenetics. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, great job.
Yeah, what is this?
So epigenetics is basically just that, and it's really a newer science, but there is a lot of research that has gone into epigenetics, and it's about our DNA expression. It's not about how our DNA changes. It's about the expression changes. So over time, when you have something happening in a certain population or in a family, that becomes kind of a part of their family, and this is done through a variety of there's been a lot of research, rather, around some of this. And so a couple of them that pinpoint this is, I'll use ones with rats just because that's the one that kind of first spurred some of this information on, but then there's been some deeper dives. So the one with rats is they're, you know, when pups are born, that's what baby rats are called, pups. When they're born, they are not afraid of cherry blossoms at all. That's not something they would be afraid of, right? You know, but these scientists decided that they were going to take half the pups and raise them in an environment where they were designed
punished.
To be afraid. Yes.
They were punished.
They were punished for liking or going near. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon they just had to see those blossoms and they were afraid and they would go away from them. They didn't need any punishment anymore. Pavlov's dog, right? So then they were bred and had their own pups, and the pups that they had were automatically afraid of the cherry blossoms without any kind of punishment to go along with it. That's a part of learning your environment so that you don't get, you know, eaten in the wild, right? So the same kind of thing can happen in humans as far as when we are born into a family that has a lot of stress in the past. When you're in the womb, everything that's happening to the mom while you're in the womb courses through her, you know, all of the hormonal changes that are going on, whether she's getting enough nutrition. And then if you're a female, all your, you know, reproductive parts are completely developed before you're ever even born. And so you're going to pass that on. So there was some research that was done from the Sweden famish and the inability to discern appropriate eating around that. And then there was also one that was done on the Nazi internment camp and how generations later the anxiety levels for those particular children are extremely high, even though their lives were not anywhere similar to the lives that their
grandparents had. Did anything trigger it, or they were just their stress levels were higher?
It was more around their coping strategies with their environment. So it didn't matter whether or not their stress levels were higher, their anxiety levels were higher because they learned to cope differently with their environments.
Okay. Would you say when we see the inner cities, and let's just use Chicago as an example, that the way that the kids have been raised there in violence and, and a lot of times no jobs, drugs, gangs.
The parents that they have already.
Yeah, who were involved in this. Mm-hmm. Mothers having four or five children from different fathers. Would that be another example of epigenetic transfer?
Definitely could be. I mean, it just depends on what exactly is happening for that mom while the child is in utero, and then what the rest of that child's life is looking like. And that mom, what did she come from? You know, because you're going to pass down whatever you had happen to you. So the likelihood that mom came from an environment that was similar is pretty high, because you usually model, not always, but a lot of times you're modeling what you've been shown, right? So multiple partners, you know, having people in and out. Well, one of the adverse childhood experiences is to have, you know, the absence of a parent. And so through either divorce, that's one of them, or through incarceration. So, you know, that if she has multiple partners, obviously that the children are probably not going to be in contact.
So, and you've got to be looking at places like we're talking here, generations. So you get the inner cities. I'm just using Chicago. You could use many other inner cities that are having these problems.
And many other just issues.
So it, but a way to do this, you know, because when we were in Iraq, and we saw the way people were treating each other. I mean, it was, and we figured the only way you were going to get these kids normal, and I hate to say this, is to wipe out two generations above them, because they were constantly being indoctrinated, whether it was you know, purposely indoctrinating them, you know, like officially, or just like you're saying, they're seeing it. Either that, or you take the kids totally out of that environment and put them into another environment.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because I think one of the big things is that that's what, as a community, we need to start helping parents with and helping each other with. It used to be that when we were in smaller kinds of communities, we would rally around each other and really help each other. But we've become very isolated and siloed as American families, and that ends up preventing us from helping each other and supporting each other in the better way. So I think we definitely have the ability to change things. And that's the other part that I always try and stress, is that we want to make sure that we're actually knowledgeable about these things, and then that we try and help. You're very distracting right now.
I just don't know why you aren't wearing masks during this thing like I am. I'm feeling concerned.
You should be. You should be.
Okay.
Because it's maddening to your producer. That's why.
She's in there going up and down with the. She says, "Take the mask off, or put it on, but quit taking it on. Quit putting it on and taking it off." Okay.
It's much clearer, better sound to understand.
I know.
If there's no mask.
We need to take a break now. I've learned about epigenetics, and this doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that it can be in vitro, because, you know, they say things like, if you talk to your child that's in your stomach there, that was not in your stomach, but in that general direction, that if you talk to them and you play music and everything,
and mostly you teach your body to relax,
but if you're walking down the street pregnant and you're worried about getting shot, as you do walking down the streets in Chicago. In many other big cities, your body is constantly under stress, mm-hmm. and it's got to be having an effect mm-hmm. on. And then let's take it to, if we take it to Reading, we can look at it as maybe not having a job. They're stressing the family, so that stress goes into the child. So somewhere in there, and when we come back, let's talk about how and what you all are doing to try and alleviate that. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business that does wonderful work on repairing windshields. He's not going to waste your time. He's not going to waste your money. He's going to fix it. And then when he fixes it, he guarantees it for life. Yeah, that's Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is the man to go to. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Wendy Dickens and Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Remember us, the Chula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday. I'm really all fired up today. I must have had enough sleep over the weekend. I never have enough sleep over the weekend. Today, the 16th of November, 8:36 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, going up to, 66 today. Looks like the rest of the week is going to be rainy, and weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, veterans, they're going to add another 10 cents a gallon discount for you. So this is a great time to get your propane needs met. Find out just how great a company Shasta Gas Propane is. 365-3793. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Wendy Dickens, who is head of First Five. How did I forget that? And we're talking about adverse childhood experiences. But one of the things we just talked about is epigenetics, which is a study of how what happens in the womb even can impact on that child after they're born, and then especially in that first 5 years. And First Five Shasta is out there to try and alleviate as much as possible the adverse childhood experiences, which is a number of things that then the child will have with them literally the rest of their life, unless you can step in somewhere and help them. And how do you do that? You've got a three-year-old that he's indoctrinated. He or she is indoctrinated a lot by that point. And you think three-year-olds? Oh yeah, they're like little sponges. They pick stuff up like that. So what do you do?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, and I think it's really important what you just said, which is, we, you know, just because you have something you're born with doesn't mean epigenetically, doesn't mean that you're destined to have a terrible life, or even if you've experienced adverse childhood experiences after that, that you're destined for a terrible life. What it means is that you have the ability or need to have other interventions occur. And so what we are doing are a lot of different things, but we are really trying to make sure first and foremost that people are educated about adverse childhood experiences and then find ways to begin to change the experiences within their life, to find some self-healing, to make sure that we are targeting that. So the three-year-old, what that means for them, though, is that we need to help the parents learn different techniques typically for parenting styles, because you aren't born with a book to give to a parent that it fits for every single child. There are books out there about parenting, but every child has their own personality and characteristics. And so, you know, oftentimes as a parent, regardless of how educated you are or how much you know already, you've had five kids, that child could be way different than your other five children. And so having somebody in your life that can support you through that parenting, so finding support. So we try also to really build what we call the five protective factors, which is through the strengthening families model. And both Susan and I sit on the Strengthening Families Collaborative, which is a group of people in this community committed to working on this very issue as well. So First Five is just one of those organizations around the table, but we want to make sure that we're providing teachers, parents, and the community with skills that look different, that come together, that we support each other in times of need, and that we actually show caringness out in the community as well.
Is there a chance that you could take this to the House of Representatives and the Senate of the United States?
And teach them?
And teach them how to get along with each other, and that they're giving the rest of us adverse experiences?
Right.
I'm just,
great idea.
I like it personally.
I mean, frankly, what we see, what we're seeing in many times is like children acting out, saying things that they, you know, striking out and saying things at people that are just horrible, and then expecting to be forgiven the next day.
Right.
And
exactly.
You know, words have effect.
Right.
You know, words have meaning. And but for our children right here in town, so you, if the parents reach out to you, that's one thing. What if you get a report from a preschool that you've got a child in there that's got a lot of problems? What happens then?
So there are a lot of different things that we have in our community. You mentioned One Safe Place. That's for like the very extreme situations, of domestic violence or that sort of thing. But there's also parent partners in our community that can be helpful to families that are in need. And Pathways to Hope for Children, which is our Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, has many of those skills. But so does Head Start. And so does SCOE, which is our Shasta County Office of Education. They have people there who can also assist parents and children. And a lot of times it's about learning what your child's behavior is about and then helping that child.
But you still have to find the child.
Right.
Right? Is that a problem?
I think it is. A lot of times what happens, though, is that there's a lot of different avenues that people can call to help a child that they feel might be in need if they're not able to say to the parent themselves, I think you might need help. And, you know, we obviously have a lot of different hotlines. Pathways to Hope for Children has a hotline they could call and, you know, give a heads up, or they could offer it. We also have Help Me Grow, which, again, is parent-initiated, but also sometimes people call in and say, hey, look, I think that this parent, this child is having these things happening, and I'm wondering if the mom or the dad could use some resources around that. And then Help Me Grow can reach out and see if that parent actually has a need for additional support.
I see what a problem you all have, not with helping people, because you've got all the
help.
You've got all your ducks lined up on how to help somebody.
We have help.
But people with adverse childhood experiences give their kids that. Uh-huh. They think everything's okay. Uh-huh. Well, my child's not doing that. Nah, there's nothing wrong here.
Right. This is normal.
This is normal for my kid to stick a pencil into somebody.
And so that's why the schools have such responsibility. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, you know, if that's one of the problems, I think, with COVID, is kids are in school, not in school. I mean, kids don't have, don't develop relationships with a teacher who's at the other end of the camera, you know, because we depend on the schools to do a lot of work on adverse childhood experiences and on teaching our children good social skills, teaching our children important ways to avoid bullying, ways.
Or to protect children that are being bullied.
Or to protect children who are being bullied. I mean, and so that's a really key factor that we have to pay attention to.
That leads to the other question, is shutting down our schools is having an effect that we haven't even seen yet.
We're not going to see it
for years, maybe.
True.
We can look at domestic violence and how they've had a 40% rise down at One Safe Place. We can look at these, but for children and what's happening to them, closing them away from school, you know, is that the best idea?
I'm not sure that anybody has found the answer to that question.
Well,
I don't pretend to have that answer.
I have. But I've got the answer. The answer is no.
Yeah.
That you take that kids, though it's very, very rare, you know, that a child gets really ill or passes away from COVID. But what are the ramifications, Wendy, of this going on and on and on, and what it's going to mean years from now? I mean, is it worth trying to save one person when you have 100,000 that are
You know
injured?
What I think? I think that it means that we have to intervene more in that 0 to 5 year range. We have to work more closely with those parents. We have to know.
Those kids are mainly at home then anyway.
Well, lots of them are. And you know, we can change a kid's life, period. If we change the world that they live in, if we teach them certain skills, you know, if we teach them to be resilient, if we give them the skills to look at something in a different way than what their unconscious brain tells them to do.
Or somebody consciously telling them.
Right. By somebody telling them a different way. And, you know, this goes back to something that you've heard me talk about before, and that's relationships, relationships, relationships. Kids need a variety of relationships in their life. They need not just to have a parent. Research shows if you have at least two caring, non-parenting adults in your life, it changes your trajectory. It gives you skills that you would not have acquired otherwise. That person could be a bus driver on your school bus. It can be a teacher. It can be your pastor. It can be the neighbor next door that just waves to you every single solitary day as you get on the bus to go to school. You know, I always use the example of the vegetable man at Rayleigh's, who my daughter decided to be a vegetarian. And that guy would cut up fruit and vegetables and show them to her, and they both remember each other's names, and she's 44 now.
Wow.
That was when she was 10, 11, 12.
Sure. I mean,
you know, he changed her life. He made being a vegetarian when it wasn't all that popular.
And resilience is taught. It's not something that you're born with. And so having a variety of people in your life also shows
tenacity.
Resilience
is tenacity. Mm-hmm. And I value tenacity over almost any other leadership skill, mm-hmm. that you don't quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't quit.
You can't quit.
And if you
quit.
See a kid that drops their, you know, two-year-old who's continually dropping that thing to pick it up, that's tenacity. And parents often want to, like, don't do that.
No, but it teaches them tenacity.
Teaches, uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
We got to take a break. I'm enjoying this conversation, by the way, and because I think that if we as adults out here, and we have so many caring people in Reading, I truly believe that we have one of the most caring communities around. Yeah, we don't, you know, we're like a family. We have our disagreements, but when something happens, the community turns inward to help. That this is a kind of program that you can get so many people involved in, and part of it is mentoring. Volunteering to mentor somebody.
Definitely.
Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. And speaking of a community-oriented business, this is Cornerstone Community Bank. I tell you what, they are probably one of the most community-oriented bank in town, locally owned, local board of directors. They helped so many people during the first parts of this crisis with the Paycheck Protection Program, not just their customers, but everybody. They care. You're always going to reach somebody. They're going to talk to you. You walk in, and sometimes, you know, the president of the bank walking through, Jeff Fink, hey, he welcomes you into the bank. Bank Cornerstone. So learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just go down there and find out how they are moving your local dreams forward during this whole COVID experience. Two branches in town at 1845 California Street and the Old Rady Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. We'll be right back.
Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone. Dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put it back together. Ah, baby. Don't you forget about me. Don't.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
across the sea. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Hey now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sometimes I break myself up right before I get ready to go back on the air, and I'm still laughing. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. It's been my barbershop for 13 years, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It works on appointments, and you give them a call at 244-9478. During the COVID, you are safe in there. Everybody's masked. You get disposable drapes. They're all over you. You know, nobody ever has gotten COVID from Cypress Square Barbershop. And the last thing, of course, man's last stronghold. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, ladies. You want to go in and get a haircut? They don't have things like mousse. They have butch wax. That's it. So, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. I'm here with Wendy Dickens, who's executive director of First Five Shasta, and I know something about Wendy now.
Yes, you do.
And of course, Susan Wilson of the Shasta County. Citizens
and you know nothing about me, so
well,
it's good.
You don't have anything that shows, so that. But I think it's in there. You're a wild person. You are. You know, I can just tell. You've got a nose ring on.
I do.
You have a nose ring. When I see a nose ring, I immediately think. This is a woman that in a bar, her hands will be above her head going, woo, woo, woo.
Yep, I'm
not
sure
at 70, though.
You know what? Age is just a number. Okay, let's talk about mentoring.
Yes.
Mentoring, and I've read this in so many places and talked to so many people that having mentors can make the
changes.
Difference.
Changes.
Make the change in a child's life.
Totally.
Totally change your life. So uh-huh. Talk to me about mentoring.
Well, it goes back to the conversation we had just a few minutes ago about relationships. You know, kids need competent, caring adults in their lives. So in Shasta County, we have struggled with developing mentorship programs. I mean, for a few years, my organization ran a group called Plus One Mentors. We still have mentors. Mm-hmm. We have mentors for the kids that come through our peer court and through our programs. But we have a terrible time attracting mentors.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's the commitment of time. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, in the time of COVID, this is not the time that we're going to pair people up personally, face-to-face, and do things.
Which is another reason that you need to open these schools up, my friends.
Yeah. Or,
in my opinion.
Or somehow figure out good ways to do it. And so we are actually doing some mentoring. We do it with social distancing. We do it with masks. And we do it in our office rather than have people go out and about.
You could do it. You could do it on FaceTime. And
you can do it on FaceTime.
You have to make that person, the first or one or two times, have to be almost like face-to-face, though, right?
Well.
So they get to know each other?
It's hard to get to know each other, and we spend a lot of time on that. So in Shasta County, we developed this group called Catalyst Mentoring. Mm-hmm. It was Aaron Hayes' group.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of training for them. Plus, we have a mentoring program. And we tried to evolve mentoring programs and support mentoring programs because you want your mentors to be educated. You want them to be competent. You want them to pass a fingerprint test and some other DOJ stuff. So,
of course you do. You don't want some kind of weirdo.
Yeah. However, it's hard to find the money to support that, mm-hmm. and it's hard to find the people to do that. And we have recruited, and we're still recruiting. So if anybody wants to do that, you can call Catalyst Mentoring, and they'll get you into a training program, and I will get your fingerprints printed, and off we'll go.
And you'll pay for that?
We pay for that.
Okay. You have so if you're interested in mentoring, what's the phone number?
I do not know their.
Okay,
I apologize.
Who would you go
off
to?
The top. You could come to Youth Options.
But you could also call 211.
211 is a good number to call.
211. Say, hey, I'd like to be a mentor, right. And they'll send you to the right spot.
So I see you have our Strengthening Families.
This is a hand
information right in front of you too.
Yeah, this is a bag that you handed me, and it says on it, First Shasta, our children, our future, our business. Learn more at first5shasta.org. And in it are things like strengthening families, build the habit of good attendance early.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's important. How to structure your child's nighttime routine, healing from car. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to have one on healing from COVID.
They're out there.
And then a strategic plan from First Five Shasta, talking about indicators of success, what it does, vision and mission, priorities for funding. All children 0 to 3 in Shasta County have healthy beginnings and optimal development. That's goal number two. Mm-hmm. Goal number one.
Yeah, one of the neat programs I think that First Five has supported in the community is this program called Help Me Grow, where we encourage parents who are worried about their children to call Help Me Grow and to actually actually participate in evaluating their children, social needs, their cognitive needs, their gross motor needs, both fine and gross motor, but really taking a peek at these social-emotional skills that those children are developing. One of the pieces of research that we have seen is that fewer than 25-27% of kids, youth, 0 to 18, are ever evaluated for their social-emotional status. And one of our goals in Shasta County is let's evaluate 100% of them before the age of 5. You know, let's get parents involved. I'll let Wendy do the how do you do
that. We've only got we don't have enough time.
Okay.
We just ran out of
time.
Maybe
we should do it another show on that.
I think so, because if you want to help kids, you want to catch them in that 0 to 5 range. And so, you'll have to come back.
Yes, please. We'll I'd love to. Yes.
Plus, you bring really cool bags full of stuff. I now have reading material.
You do.
For the rest of the day.
The ABC, Apple Pie.
By Allison Murray. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, tomorrow, I have no guests for tomorrow, but I'll line somebody up today. And if not,